From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training centers in Denver, Colorado, and Anchorage, Alaska, this is Dog Works Radio, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello, America. This is Robert Forto of Dog Works Radio. Today we remember and never forget the tragic events of 9/11. No matter what your political stance or your religious beliefs are, on this day, 10 years ago, it changed who we are as a nation forever. Let us take this time to remember all those that lost their lives on this day.
We just had a plane crash into level 4 of the World Trade Center, transmit a second alarm, and start relocating companies into the area. We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building.
You have a second plane into the
Trade
Center, major fire.
We have a bunch of jumpers, baby, jumpers. One of the buildings is partially collapsed, and the whole entire area tanked. The south tower, major collapse. The other tower just collapsed, major collapse, major collapse. Everybody get out, we had a collapse of the second tower. Everybody's running from there. This is a
negative on energy, okay? Because right now we're all alone. Second building came down. I can't see. So we have no contact with anybody at this time, okay?
Fire Department 408, where's the fire?
Yeah, hi. I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion up here.
All right, we're there. We're coming up to get you.
I see the smoke coming up from outside the windows, yeah.
All right, we're on the way.
Huh?
We're on the way, sir.
Okay.
All right, just keep some windows open. If you can open up windows and just sit tight. It's going to be a while because there's a fire going on downstairs.
We can't open the windows unless we break.
Okay. Just sit tight. All right, just sit tight. We're on the way.
All right, please hurry.
To World Trade Center on the 97th floor. Heavy smoke. Okay, sir, please try to keep calm. We'll send somebody up there immediately.
Everyone's there, man, trying to get you all up. Okay, y'all have air, y'all breathing okay? Okay, so you're breathing okay. I say just relax and try to stay calm, try to keep air balanced, but try to get there to you as soon as you can.
People have difficult breathing. All right, you're going to bring this to the fire department, okay? All right, sir? We're going to relay this to them. Thank you. Sir, you want to leave the line open? I'll stay on the line with you. You don't have to talk, okay?
September 11th, great sorrow came to our country.
Today is obviously one of the most difficult days in the history of the city and the country.
Just getting word now, one of the two planes was hijacked after takeoff from Boston. This is
two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
We now have reports of a fire at the Pentagon being reported this morning.
I see.
You don't see people jumping from the windows like this.
You can actually see bodies falling from the top floors of the World Trade Center. It's horrible here. People are standing in the street in tears. People are panicking and calling their families.
My heart goes out to all of the innocent victims of this horrible and vicious act of terrorism, acts of terrorism.
Of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
A mother described to me talking to her son on the telephone when the second plane hit. And that's the last time she talked to him. Focus now has to be on saving as many lives as possible.
Because you gotta help each other get off the floor.
We're going to come out of this emotionally stronger, politically stronger, much closer together as a city.
For the last 9 days, the entire world has seen for itself the state of our union, and it is strong.
Now listen, we got the firefighters evacuated from the tunnel, but we still got firefighters trapped. We need a hand out here on the west side of our.
Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains.
Units on the way up now.
The shining sea.
There are a large number of firefighters and police officers who are in harm's way, and we don't know how many we've lost.
Right in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
We therefore here in Britain stand shoulder to shoulder with our American friends in this hour of tragedy, and we, like them, will not rest until this evil is driven from our world.
And freedom will be defended. War has been waged against us by stealth and deceit and murder. This nation is peaceful, but fierce when stirred to anger. And they will fail in breaking the will of the American people. Begun on the timing and terms of others. It will end in a way and at an hour of our choosing.
This struggle is fierce, and it will be lengthy, but it is not endless. Our cause is right. Our will is strong. This great nation will prevail.
No matter how long it takes, we will find you and bring you to justice. God bless America.
On May 2nd, 2011, we brought that son of a bitch to justice, just like President Bush said. Osama bin Laden, there is no paradise in hell. I thought it would be trivial to talk about dog training on this day. We will be back next week. We welcome your comments and concerns. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Dog Works Radio. Or send us an email at live@dogworksradio.com. Thank you, and God bless America.